Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another all-night vote goes to the Republicans.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 48, and on this vote, the bill is amended as passed.
This time, the Senate agreed to claw back $9 billion in federal funding that had already been approved for foreign aid, public health, and public broadcasting. President Trump calling out his own supporters on social media, saying if they continue talking about the refusal to release any more information on Jeffrey Epstein, they're no longer a part of the MAGA movement. However, says ABC's Perry Russum in Washington,
new polling shows the majority of Americans are not happy with the government's handling of the Epstein files. Just 17% of people approving. Two-thirds of those polled say they think the government is covering up evidence.
More than 60 people were killed in a fire that broke out in the central Iraqi city of Kut. They were inside a shopping center that had just opened a few days ago. Many of those who were killed in the fire were trapped inside the building. This is ABC News.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin is joining yet another multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration, this time over education funding. Attorney General Josh Call says the move includes 23 other states. The lawsuit argues that the Trump administration withholding more than $6 billion for schools and adult education programs is illegal and unconstitutional. Wisconsin was supposed to get about $72 million on July 1st. Instead, the state was notified on June 30th that money would not be coming. It was already authorized by Congress in a bill that was signed into law by President Donald Trump just 4 months ago. Superintendent Jill Enderle says, quote, Wisconsin schools depend on these dollars to serve kids. Make no mistake, stopping this money has already harmed and will continue to harm our families and communities, end quote. Adult education programs rely on federal funding even more than our K-12 public schools do when it comes to their budgets. Wisconsin's technical colleges are glad the state has joined this lawsuit. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Wisconsin Technical College System supports Wisconsin joining the coalition of states suing the Trump administration to restore funding under the Adult Education and Family Literacy Act. Of the 34,000 students enrolled in adult education at Wisconsin's 16 technical colleges each year, over 17,000 depend on Adult Education and Family Literacy Act funding to access essential services through the technical colleges and community-based organizations. In the 2023-24 academic year alone, over 2,500 of these learners enrolled in post-secondary occupational programs at these colleges, programs that directly lead to career pathways and help meet the workforce needs of Wisconsin employers.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers head to the West Coast.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers open up a three-game series tomorrow night at Dodgers Stadium, but whether Sal Frelick will play remains a question mark. The right fielder and Brewers leadoff batter suffering a hamstring injury on Sunday and underwent an MRI. Doctors say Frelick suffered a minor strain but is day-to-day for now. NBA, the Bucks wrapped up their summer league schedule with a loss to the Chicago Bulls 102-96. Former Bucks center Brooke Lopez, now with the Clippers, asked about his two-year $18 million deal with LA at the age of 37.
The money's nice. It's that's not what it's about for me. You know, I love playing. I love hooping. I've loved it since I was a little kid. I watched my older brothers play. I've just always been around it, you know, and I love winning just as much. I want to keep winning. I got a great taste for it in Milwaukee, and these guys are all about that here, and I'm all about it, so it's a perfect fit.
That's the Clippers, Brooke Lopez, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A hit-miss shower in the overnight, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. North winds and morning lows in the lower 60s. The clouds stay with us for Thursday, a cool afternoon with highs in the lower 70s. Warmer for Friday, more sunshine and upper 70s. Right now, it's 61.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or...
Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, we're joined by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call to discuss the recent lawsuit he filed with other attorneys general to help preserve and protect federal education funding. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. To say what needs to be said, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
Oh yeah, it's another Epstein BS edition of the John and Gordy Morning Show. The big headline is Trump disavows stupid supporters over Epstein bull, you know.
Bull BS.
See, again,
it's he can say it, we can't say it.
It's the S word,
right?
That I keep saying we have to start saying. I don't understand. I know I'm a little ahead of the curve here, but not that ahead. I mean, seriously, when are we going to start saying the word? Because it means nothing. What is it?
I don't know.
What, a horrible word?
No.
What the
it's
hell?
Not that bad.
We've been saying it since we've been kids, little kids in the field, running around. Oh man, hey yeah, man.
You got to talk to FCC about that.
I'm so done with this. You know, I mean, know. Let's just say the word. I saw a simple interview with I think it was Adam Schiff or somebody last night. I was watching it.
Yeah,
and he just came out with the word.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the politicians are. Pete Buttigieg is saying it.
Yes.
Buttigieg is, you know, a smart guy like him speaks seven languages. He figured it out.
he found the word in the one language that I want to say.
Yeah, it's all Epstein all the time now.
It is
24/7.
Well, you know, I think this is his downfall. I mean, if it's ever going to happen, it has to be this.
When Charlie comes out against you, what is it?
Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's all over this.
We've got that.
We got it.
We got Charlie Kirk coming up, man. And it's so funny, the whole approach that Charlie Kirk has come up with is just so extreme and stupid. And my head explodes every time I even think of it. We had it yesterday. We did not get to that story, but we'll get to it today.
We'll get to it. Yeah. Okay. Cloudy skies this morning. Yeah. We had a little bit of sprinkles, I think, overnight. Some light rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I have my windshield wipers on my car. You know, everybody's got to check their windshield wipers in weather like this.
You know, we always say that. Yeah, take your umbrella along, check your windshield. Does anybody really ever check their windshield wipers ever?
No one does. And then they find out when it starts ripping apart and you're using them. Right. Yikes, right?
So you have the new car and the new windshield wipers.
And they sense rain.
It senses
how much rain is coming down and how fast the windshield wipers need to go. I'm not kidding you.
And do you agree with the way it's sensing it?
It's just unbelievable. Seriously.
You don't have to push a button or do anything.
No, you know how sometimes it comes down hard and sometimes it lightens up.
How does it sense the
windshield wipers know when that happens?
Man.
And they...
You got smart windshield wipers.
I can't believe it. Yes. Yeah, pretty wild. Soon smarter than me behind that wheel.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, I took a look at it yesterday. We went out to the parking lot space after the show. Right. I couldn't believe it, man. It is straight out of the Jetsons.
It is.
And it looks like it's a cool-looking car.
Yeah. Man.
It's very, very
it's pretty
cool.
Up. It's, now, you can take a ride today if you want, right after we're done here.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Ride right out of the ramp here.
Can I join, too, or?
No, Dom, you can't.
No, okay. No, I'm sorry.
John doesn't allow anybody else in the car in the back seat except the kids. Of course you can take a ride with it.
Yeah, you can.
Awesome.
If you have a driver's license, he might even let you drive it.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I think that's going too far. You can ride in the back seat.
Have you checked your insurance?
It's a Gen Z-er. You never know what they're going to do next.
Okay. Look, we got an early morning call already.
We do.
Yeah. Should we go to it?
Yeah.
We've got a lot of stuff on the list.
Let's check in
here,
with Matt in Middleton.
Yeah, Matt's been leaving us voice notes, but
which is
now
great.
Here he is live. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, guys. I wanted to bring attention to this GEO group, this private prison corporation that is being given tons of money to build these concentration camps.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Baldwin, Wisconsin is one of their targets to build one of these to move people from Chicago and this little area around us. And I see this MAGA as a civil war, technically, because it's the rise of the Confederacy against, you know, the rest of us.
Sure.
And I'm wondering what you think about, we know people in prisons are put to work. We know the Confederacy loves slavery, right?
Right,
yeah.
So it seems like this is a return to a kind of slavery. And the more people they get in these concentration camps and the longer they're stuck in there, they're going to be put to work as well.
Yes.
They're probably going to be picking the crops.
Yeah. Well,
so what do you think about that? Is this just a return to the Confederacy and that's kind of what we're up against?
Well, that's what a lot of people are thinking, actually. You know, I know the one prison where they get a dollar a day and they use the dollar a day to make a phone call, one phone call a week, because the phone call costs $5. So you get $5 a day, $1 a day, and you make one phone call for the entire week.
Wow.
And you get labor besides, which is a big plus for them. And that's why it's private. And that's why I think these things are going in all over the country, just as Matt has mentioned.
These corporate prisons.
Yes.
What's the name of the company, Matt?
GEO Group, GEO Group. And I looked at their website, and they try to make it look all nice, like they're all about rehabilitation and reentry and, you know, programs to help people. And it's all BS, you know?
Yeah,
it is. Of course it is. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, that's where we're at on
it. There today.
Yep.
All right.
Well, thank you for bringing that to our attention. Yeah. Yeah, we'll look into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baldwin. Keep our eye open.
Build one up in Baldwin, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Weather today, well, it's 61 degrees, and you'll notice as soon as you step outside, much cooler out there today, and a high of just 70, and maybe a couple of spots of rain along the way. It's going to stay pretty cloudy. A little bit later on, we'll talk to attorney Jim Santel and get the latest from him. No Tim Slecker today.
That's right.
He's busy. Probably trying to figure out what he's going to do about 1,400 people being let go of the Department of Education.
Yeah.
And maybe he's affected somehow by that. I don't know.
Who knows?
Trying to keep track of it all.
Yeah, the quick disassembly of the government now because of the Supreme Court allowing Trump to do whatever he wants, which is an amazing thing. I don't know if Congress... do they think that they can take that power back when there's a Democratic president? I assume they think so, but not. The Supreme Court is making it very easy for a Democratic president to come in and do whatever the hell he wants over the wishes of Congress. They're letting this happen.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that happens. I hope we have the balls to actually do something when we have the damn power. Look at what they're doing. The Republicans and the MAGAs are doing here, the Project 2025 Russell vote, doing all of this dismantling. Just, I mean, in 5-6 months, they have managed to do something like this. This is Well, this is fantastic. This is truly more done than any other president in history.
Well, if the president can do anything, he can call off the voting. He can just say, well, we have an emergency here. We have, we're just going to skip voting this time around and everybody stay in place because, so many things are going on and we have to have troops in the streets and, everything else. It's just, I think he can do anything.
I've got a story on that.
Yeah?
I've got, they're starting to meddle in the elections here. Mm-hmm. I've got this. The president recently called for Texas to gerrymander its voting districts to net Republicans an additional 5 friendly districts. Just 5? Yeah,
what gives him the power to do this? Why would it be up to the president?
He decided to do it. Why haven't we done stuff like this? Trump has launched a multi-pronged effort to gather data on voters and inspect voting equipment, sparking concerns about local and state election officials who think that the federal government will eventually then interfere in the election in 2026, the midterms.
Of course he's going to do this kind of stuff.
And then the Washington Post also reports that the Justice Department has asked at least 9 states for copies of their voter rolls.
Oh, great.
A move that could grant the department access to non-public information about the voters. And federal law gives the Justice Department the ability, but it does not expressly give the agency the authority to review voter rolls themselves.
Not yet.
Yeah. I mean, this whole thing is unwinding. And I don't know, somewhere along the way, either we just throw up our hands and just see what happens.
And I think Trump is hell-bent on getting rid of Jerome Powell. He's going to fire him whether he's supposed to or not. He's just going to let him go.
Because
just
they're revamping the building where the Fed is.
Yeah, and he didn't do it right. He's just making stuff up now.
He spent too much money, right?
Yeah.
They didn't spend too much money putting gold-plated statuettes
in the fireplace.
In the fireplace. Now, here's
did you see the picture of the fireplace?
No.
Compared to Epstein's fireplace at Epstein's mansion?
No.
They're almost identical with the gold scrolling and stuff. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I saw a comparison picture.
Wow.
It's just bizarre.
Okay. But, that's the whole thing here. Yeah. I mean, we're looking at him complaining about the new building for the Fed.
Yeah.
And they have huge problems. You go flooding the basement. The wiring is old. This is an old building. It has to be... really, really renovate it, and they're complaining about how much money it costs to renovate it.
Anything to have an excuse to let Jerome Powell go, who he hired and forgot about. He's the one that appointed him.
We have that coming up.
We'll get that coming up too. Do we have time for what you would you rather?
We do have time. This time we're gonna switch it down. We're gonna only go 2 instead of 3.
Only
this time.
2 questions.
We're gonna just go 2 questions instead of 3.
This is much better.
This is make more sense.
Okay.
All right. What is it?
This is would you rather.
Okay. All right. First question.
Okay.
Would you rather have a fridge that restocks itself with your favorite foods? Mm-hmm. Or a closet that always has a fresh, perfectly fitting outfit for the day.
Oh, the refrigerator. I think I would do the refrigerator.
I would do the refrigerator too. That was a quick and easy one.
Okay.
And then the second question I have is you're being dropped from a helicopter into the center of a lake. Uh-huh. Would you rather the lake contain 100 great white sharks or 10,000 piranhas? Which one would you want
well,
in the
not
lake?
Much of a... either way, it's going to be awful.
But which one's going to be less of a...
I think Trump came up with a solution to all of this, right? I think he wanted to take the sharks. Or I'll fight the sharks, too, with Trump.
I think I'll do sharks, too. 100 great whites, maybe they'll miss me or something. 10,000 piranhas, it's hard to avoid.
10,000 piranhas. Yeah, I guess I'd go with the sharks, too.
Yeah.
We're missing National Tattoo Day here. I don't know why we don't look at the national calendar every once in a while.
It's National Tattoo. I was going to say that.
Okay. And not only that, but it's World Emoji Day. How could we miss World Emoji Day?
Well, one I think we're really missing is National Wrong Way Corrigan Day. You remember that, yeah, right?
No, I hardly remember that.
Okay. No. Nobody wants to know about it because we dropped the National Day calendar. Nobody cares anymore. So, yeah.
Well, now
you know, they don't want to hear about Douglas Corrigan's fascination. Never mind.
All right. Well, okay. I guess no one wants to hear that anymore. Didn't we have a request to bring back the national calendar from your neighbors?
My neighbors wanted to hear it again. It's 19 minutes past the hour. We're just getting going on a Thursday morning here in beautiful downtown Madison. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy for a Thursday after this.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're going to find incredible savings during the 4th of July sale at Verlo Mattress. We dare you to compare our American-made, locally crafted, factory direct mattresses. You see, we handcraft every Verlo mattress locally and pass the savings on to you. And every mattress we make is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Save big when you upgrade to an adjustable base. And the more you buy, the more you save on pillows, sheets, and mattress protectors. But you'd better hurry. American-made, locally crafted. Verlo.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, there it is. WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. A little Smothers Brothers there.
They were a lot of fun.
Yeah. Big hot topics back then.
Yeah. Groundbreaking.
Howard Hughes. We're following his fingernails, you know. It grew so long. I remember that was a big issue. You know, I'd like to have those issues back again.
Tom's probably never heard of Howard Hughes.
I've never even heard of the Smothers Brothers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Wow.
A Gen Z here.
I'm not quite sure what to say about
that. Howard Hughes, he was a recluse.
A billionaire recluse.
He was into airplanes and built a Spruce Goose, which was a horrible project that never really got off the ground once.
Yeah.
It was a wooden airplane, but it was a massive airplane.
It was huge. Huge body on it.
Yeah. And
he built that all himself.
He Well, he had help. I mean, okay. He designed it.
Yeah,
he was kind of an engineer.
Was like Noah.
Oh. But,
was it? He was crazy, but not that crazy.
He was back in the, I don't know, 20s, well, 30s and 40s, I guess, was his heyday. And he dated Hollywood stars, and yeah, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
And then he was very, very rich, became a recluse, lived in Las Vegas, and then grew his hair long and his fingernails long, and nobody ever saw the guy.
Yeah.
He was just a recluse.
He does seem kind of crazy now I'm listening to this, yeah.
So what you have to do then is check out a few repeats of the Smothers Brothers and check that show out. It was a groundbreaking show. They were taken off the network because they were too political.
Yeah. CBS really? Fired them.
Yeah. Yep. Wow.
It's during the Nixon era. Yeah. Kind of reminds us of what's going on today.
Right.
Nixon was just a warm-up for
oh boy,
Donald Trump.
Well, this is crazy. This is crazy stuff.
Yeah. What?
No, I'm just... You know,
I thought you were leading into something.
No, I was absolutely stunned. We're looking into the the Geo Group here. They're checking out the latest news on it.
What kind of prisons they're building?
Well, we know that, you know, they're using slave labor at this point, $1 a day. Mm. But what is the labor about? What
are they making license plates? I don't think they do that anymore.
I don't know. That's what I want to know, what they're doing.
Are they doing farm labor, maybe? Yeah.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. If you're not sure what other people are saying because of loud background noise, or if you're, you know, you're out on a windy day, you can't hear what's happening the way you used to, call Madison Hearing Aid Center. Their number is 608-249-4077, or go to their excellent website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They'll set you up with an appointment. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Jim and Sarah will help you out. They're helping people change their lives with better hearing, improving the quality of their life by getting them set up with hearing aids and other devices. They have all kinds of very high-tech equipment there. And give them a call. Again, 608-249-4077, madisonhearingaidcenter.com.
The other little piece of information is Gen X.
Yeah.
Those born between 1965 and 1980, they have flipped. They have become big fans of the mega movement. Their popularity, Trump's popularity has increased 23 points since April with those voters, 50 to 64 years old.
I find that hard to believe. But
I know.
On the other hand.
That's a recent poll, CNN SSRS survey. Now, what do you do?
Right? I don't know. And the Democrats aren't exactly polling very well. I mean, it's kind of lukewarm.
And they can't improve their polling because the Democrats can't do anything at this point except whine and complain.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that the plan now is to hold up another continuing resolution or whatever it is in the future.
Yeah.
If they do certain things now, then they will hold up and stop the government from operating.
Mm-hmm.
In the next debate. So
okay, whatever
we'll
that
see
is.
See what happens.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, this is their threat. We don't hear much about it, but we have to protect public radio throughout the entire country. That's one of the big things that we have to protect.
The Senate did pass that bill to cut the funding last night.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Did they?
To hold off on the funding.
I thought it was just the preliminary, and now they're going to have a full.
Well, it goes to the House now.
That's really?
What I read this morning. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's going. And for a while, Mitch McConnell was saying, oh, no, we need public funding for PBS. We need to do it. And then he changed his vote.
Did he really?
Yes. He went along with it. The Senate passed it to cut the funding and some of the other things in there for USAID, whatever else was in that.
Wow.
Bill.
The rescission vote.
Yes, the rescission vote. We'll double check on that, but I saw they passed it last night.
Well, they're certainly going for everything on the list that they have put together over the last 50 years. Everything is on there.
Yes.
Everything, and they're passing it all.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it would be great. Remember when the Democrats were working on the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare?
Right.
And they wanted to put a public option in.
Yeah.
And they, no way! Boy, talk about overreach. Man, that was just way too much. Oh, we can't have a public option. You know, you guys want it all, don't you? Well, your wish list, you can stuff it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Now look at what's happening here.
Here's the headline. Senate votes to cut $9 billion from public broadcasting and foreign aid.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
All right.
Oh, that's another...
Sweet.
What a great way to start the day. Sorry, all you people that work at PBS, you know. They haven't cut the funding completely. It's just $9 billion for everybody. Okay. 629, cloudy skies, and it's going to reach a high of just 70 today. We'll talk to Brittany Berlow a little bit later on, and also Jim Santel in our next hour, coming back with more of John and Gordy in the morning.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Dairy commodity prices might be a little soft, but that is not dimming optimism in the dairy industry by processors. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We are seeing an explosion of dairy processing plants being built in the Northeast. Katie Burgess, one of the dairy analysts with EverAg, says, and dairy producers in that region are thrilled.
You know, we have a couple big plants growing in the Northeast, a Fairlife plant. Later this year, Chobani invested some big amount of money for expansion in the future there too. So I do expect that we're going to see milk production grow in spots like that. I know dairy producers that I talked to in New York are really excited about the new investment in the dairy processing industry in their state. Elsewhere, you know, we have had new cheese plants open up in Texas, Kansas here over the past 6 months, some expansions elsewhere that we are continuing to see dairy producers look to expand milk production, especially around those new plants.
Katie Burgess, one of the dairy analysts with EverAg. Now, dairy yesterday was pretty quiet in Chicago. Barrel and block cheese were both unchanged. AA butter down a penny at $2.53 a pound. What's happening on a Thursday morning in the marketplace? We've got those numbers next.
Rural Mutual Insurance is proud to sponsor the event tent at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek. For nearly a century, Rural Mutual has protected Wisconsin farms and supported rural communities with local insurance agents in every county. Join them at the Rural Mutual Event Center for live music, vendor booths, barbecue demos, and more. They're proud to protect what matters most: your farm, your family, your future. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
All right, in current overnight activity, Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 40 points. Right now, we've got September corn up a penny, December new crop up a penny at 425. Soybeans for August are up 2, November new crop up to 1022. September wheat is down a penny at 540, December down a penny and a half at 560. Currently, the class 3 milk for August that goes into cheese up 7 at 1753. September class 3 milk currently up 9 at 1827 a hundredweight. So, just a quick snapshot on what's happening as far as the markets and the influence on the market so far for Thursday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A hit-and-miss shower in the overnight, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. North winds and morning lows in the lower 60s. The clouds stay with us for Thursday, a cool afternoon with highs in the lower 70s. Warmer for Friday, more sunshine and upper 70s. It's 60 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wonderfully Wisconsin's Paul Vandenplas, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. Then I'm joined by Jason Mansmith from the Thrasher Opera House. We're going to light a Thursday like it's a Friday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
So much stuff to get to this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. And you can check us out on your Civic Media app as well if you're traveling the globe this summer.
Yeah.
You can always listen to the program as well and then text us or give us a voice note. We'd love to hear from you.
And we are also live on YouTube, our YouTube, John and Gordy
in
the morning,
right.
As
Thank
well
you.
As yep. Facebook.
Yep. Yes.
WMDX Facebook page.
And you can call us at 608-879-8255. It is 636, cloudy this morning, 61 cool degrees, a high of just 74 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can accessorize for less during their 4th of July sale, which has been extended, and especially on adjustable bed frames and bases. You can get an unbelievable discount of up to 30 to 50% off. And on the V9 adjustable base, a generous $200 off of your purchase. Check it out. Verlo.com. They're located on Madison's east side and west side.
Top of the line stuff. You got to do it. You have to do it. You'll have it for life.
You need to do it.
You know, you really. You
must do it.
You have to do it. You're ordered
you
to do it by the John
and
Gordy Show. pretty soon we're going to have a John and Gordy line of adjustable bed frames.
You think so? We'll have to talk to the Verlo people
Verlo
about that.
It'll be made by Verlo, of course.
Yeah. put our faces on it somewhere.
It's not the technology we have sitting around at home that we can just assemble a kit. But you know what? Maybe that's a good idea. Thought of it. Yeah. All right, let's spitball that for a while.
Okay, we'll workshop it. Yeah.
Workshop it.
Okay, run it around the table.
That's right.
Okay, never mind.
The table.
I don't know what that means.
You know, you used to have those.
All the phrases?
Yeah. You have all the phrases because you used to have.
I used to have to be in those meetings.
Yes, yes. I know.
Oh, my God. I just
when you were at 47.
Oh, my God, yes.
Promotion director.
Oh,
that was fantastic stuff.
Robert from McFarland said, my VPN says I'm listening from Gotham City.
Really?
Wow.
Okay.
Well,
I don't know why.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good
stuff. That VPN is quite secret at this point.
We got a text from Mark from Prairie du Sac says, I wouldn't think that Jerome Powell was personally supervising the retrofitting of the Fed's building.
Right.
And, you know, that's a good point. And Trump paves over the Rose Garden again.
Just, the second one.
Yeah. God.
Spending all this money.
Yeah. Okay.
It's no big deal with Jerome Powell, who, really isn't. In the redecorating or refurbishing
Why would it be
business.
Up to him?
Why is it his fault all of a sudden?
Okay.
But they will try to make it that. I appreciate that, Mark. And we're also looking at... I'm sorry.
You all right? Woo. Would you like a throat lozenge?
We're also looking at another story of the big edit. Okay. You know, the thing is, this was bound to come out, right?
Yeah.
Fox News has edited those interviews ad nauseum
with
completely
Trump?
All the time.
Yeah.
And
to make him look good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, Trump goes after 60 Minutes, wins that case because they had to fold in order to make a merger take place
with Paramount.
But the whole thing here is now it's coming out, and it should be coming out.
Yes.
Fox News has been doing this for thousands of years. Thousands of years.
Uh-huh.
Mm. All right. Well, here, let's get to the first story here on Idiocracy. By the way, I want to just mention, I'm hearing Idiocracy a lot.
Me too.
In newscasts now.
I heard somebody brought it up last night.
Yes.
On what show was
MSNBC,
that? MSNBC. Was it MSNBC with Chris Hayes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trendsetters? Well, we're trendsetters now.
This is just like Idiocracy.
Of course we are.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, it's normal now. It's an actual term. I bet it's going to be added to the dictionary if it isn't already.
Right.
All right. So anyway, Marjorie Taylor Greene was called out for her calls about terrorism. This is just a fun thing. I don't know who the representative is that called her out on it. Mm. But let's just say mic drop time, okay? Let's listen to Cut 77 here. Listen.
Let's talk about Border Patrol apprehensions between ports of entry at the southwest border of terrorists.
And I have to say, it is pretty rich hearing the gentleman from Georgia express her concern about terrorism when she literally was selling defund the FBI t-shirts and hats on her website for $30 a piece. $30 for the shirts and another $30 for the hats. You don't get both for just the $30. The leading law enforcement agency tasked with combating terrorism in this country and keeping people safe. And she wants to defund it. So I am not going to take any lectures from her on securing this homeland from terror. And with that, I yield back.
There you go. Mic drop. Isn't that just fantastic?
Selling the merch.
I'm not going to yield to the gentleman. I just love that.
Well, he kind of slurred gentlewoman.
I think he meant that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. She's quite manly.
Well.
but anyway, that is something else. Selling t-shirts, defund the FBI?
Yeah.
Wow.
And baseball caps, too.
but
you don't get them, you don't get them together for 30
I'm
bucks.
I'm glad he pointed that out. Watch out.
Yeah.
They're trying to take you.
Yeah, they're soaking you.
All right. Now, we've talked about this before, and I sounded somewhat like a conspiracy theorist. But, you know, I'm kind of wondering why we never hear about the Trump shooter, right?
Mm.
In Butler.
Yeah.
What happened there?
I don't know.
No one ever brings it up.
Mm.
Okay,
there was an investigation, but we didn't hear much about it.
So I guess a reporter brought it up to Trump the other day, and that would be Cut 68. Let's listen to Cut 68 and all about the Trump shooter. What happened?
Will you repeat that question? On this one-year anniversary of Butler, what was going through your mind this morning when you woke up? I know that you're praising God you're alive, but a lot of people want to know how you're taking this day on this one-year anniversary.
God was protecting me. Maybe because God wanted to see our country do better or do really well, make America great again. But God was protecting me, Brian. I'll tell you, it's the more you think about it, the more you see it. But I don't like to think about it much. You know, I have a job to do, so I don't like to think about it much.
You don't think about anything.
It's a little bit of a dangerous profession being president.
What, thinking?
But I really don't like to think about it too much.
No, yeah.
I think you're better off not thinking about
it. Yeah, don't think about it. Don't think about
it. No, I wouldn't think about it.
No, I think he made that point, right? And so let's listen to this next cut. This is from The Hill. This is a part of their report in regards to what happened. To the shooter. Let's listen.
Oh, okay.
People protecting him, how he doesn't feel more attached to this issue. He feels like he's very quiet.
It's weird, right? I felt the same way about Trump's response. The Daily Caller's White House correspondent on a trip to Iowa last weekend asked the president if he was satisfied with the investigation into the assassination attempt, and he said that he was. But meanwhile, the public doesn't know much of anything about the attempted assassin. They don't know what his motivations were. What his background was, how he got to this point. We haven't heard much about what the Secret Service is doing to make sure that something like this doesn't happen again. So to hear Trump himself say, it's basically case closed, as far as I'm concerned, is really bizarre.
It is. It is quite bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the reason I think that they're holding off on this and they don't talk about it much is because the shooter was conservative.
Well,
he
right.
was a Trump supporter.
Yes. He was Republican.
And that's why they don't want to bring it up, because this is homegrown terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to talk about homegrown terrorism in this country yeah. and the shooter.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm that's my point of view on it. I don't know why the news people don't bring that up every so often, but I mm-hmm. think it has a lot to do with portraying the right wing, the megas, as people who are dangerous to this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is the meme. Now, I jotted down a few of the responses to this story. Isabella DeLuca, it's been one whole year and we still know nothing about this guy. And here's another response. We know he was a registered Republican, and everyone who knew him described him as a conservative. So that's where the epiphany for me came in. You know, when I read those two, I thought, yes, that yeah. that has to be it. They just don't want to point a finger at conservatives in any of this.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But they did, didn't they reprimand or fire some Secret Service agents after that report came out about the investigation?
They suspended a few, and
right. So that's all about right. all they did.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all we heard about. Yeah.
Now, let's get, you know, the report came out, and it looks like inflation is starting to bubble up and take place here. So I want to hear Cut 88. This is from CBS News. Let's listen.
New inflation numbers show the prices you pay in stores going up faster last month. The annual inflation rate of 2.7% was the highest since February. Economists think prices will go up even more if President Trump's new tariffs take effect on August 1st as scheduled. Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady is here with what this means for your bottom dollar. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning to you all. All right, so the inflation rate, it kicked up for the second month in a row, with June revealing the first meaningful evidence of tariffs pushing prices higher. So, for example, apparel rose by 0.4%. That was slightly above the monthly average. Home furnishing prices increased by 1%, and
ouch.
Appliances nearly 2%. Right? These are products that we source primarily from overseas and therefore subject to those import taxes. While the inflation rate, it's nowhere near the 9% level we reached 3 years ago, economists warn the upward pressure on prices will only grow this year, especially with those higher tariffs set to kick in August 1st.
Yeah.
Now, businesses, they're worried as well. The Port of Los Angeles saw the busiest June on record as companies raced to import those goods ahead of the higher tariffs and the holiday season as well. So this uptick really gives the Fed license to continue that wait-and-see approach and hold them steady despite the pressure from the White House.
Why do you think the markets are so steady when everything is so tumultuous?
Because everything is August 1st, right? Let's wait and see. What are we going to hear from Powell? Mm-hmm.
Keep putting it off. That's what it's all about, really.
That's all they want to do.
Yeah. So everything's going up, and the ports are pretty silent after, you know, a very busy time when everybody ordered early. And all of that stuff will be cleared out. Now, you know, they didn't take place. Well, they didn't actually participate much in that big sale. What was it? Amazon's Prime Day.
Oh, the Prime sale. Yeah.
Sale.
Yeah. Prime Days.
People didn't get involved in that simply because they didn't want to blow out all the stuff they bought early so they could keep the prices stable.
Yeah.
They didn't want to give those sale prices on items that they just purchased. So,
right.
But anyway, all of that is starting to clear out, and the prices will start to increase. And
boy.
But, you know, I've always said that we have this kind of stable economy.
Mm-hmm.
When they predict inflation, it doesn't happen, and then suddenly it did happen. And the only reason it did happen, they always gloss over this, but we had a supply chain problem. Okay?
Right.
I mean, that was the whole reason for it. And then, of course, businesses decided to jump on that and take advantage of it, and then increases the prices after that.
Mm-hmm.
So they used the supply chain problems, which they actually had, and they increased the prices anyway, and then downsize the products.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not a good time, not a good image by big business.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, it seems like the grocery prices have gone up a little bit, and then they backed off a little bit. You're saying, you know, they're getting ready for the inflation to hit, and then they're like, oh, okay, it really isn't that bad yet. Let's hold on to these prices. Same thing with gas prices. They really have not jumped up too much lately. They start inching up a little bit, and then they back off.
I've seen it kind of just steady.
Yeah.
That's what I've seen at the pump. It's just steady. Nothing's really happened yet.
No big jumps.
But now they're predicting low petroleum prices.
Really?
Mm. They're just saying that. Okay, we got to take a break here. We got more coming up from Idiocracy.
Mm-hmm.
So hang in there.
Stay with us. We'll continue with more of John and Gordy after this.
But this is surprising to you.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
It's the Eco Minute powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. We're all seeing the smoke, but what exactly is causing all the fires in Canada? Turns out the 5,000-year-old forest stretching across the country doesn't get as much snow cover in the spring as it used to and is experiencing warmer, drier summers because of climate change, making wildfire season much more severe. Canada's boreal forest is the largest intact forest in the world. If you're in the market for new insulation, energy-efficient appliances, heating and cooling upgrades, now is definitely the time. The new mega budget signed into law earlier this month means federal incentives to help families save energy are about to go away. But Wisconsin's program still has federal funding available. Head to focusonenergy.com and click on IRA home energy rebates for more. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's good news week. Someone's dropped a bomb somewhere, contaminating atmosphere and blackening the sky. It's good news week. Doctors finding many ways of wrapping brains in metal trays to keep us from the heat.
WMDX 92.7, it's John and Gordy in the morning with a lot of positive information for
flashing
you.
Back there. Good news week.
Yeah.
Wow, that's an oldie. Yeah. Cloudy skies to start your Thursday, and highs just 70 degrees today. It's right now it's nice and cool, 61.
Yeah.
And feeling less humid. All the storms well out of here. Boy, they had five tornadoes. Scattered across, and was watching some of the weather coverage last night. We had some Civic Media coverage as well, and some damage.
That's
up
quite
by
a picture
by Roxbury
of the funnel cloud.
Yes, yeah. lots of video, and Dodgeville also with a tornado, and then a few others.
Brittany will fill us in.
Yeah, We'll get to more of that in about a half hour.
All right. You got some more news here.
Okay.
This is effectively dead for Kansas farmers, and they're reeling from this. Trump has slashed their wheat program. The program Food for Peace delivers surplus wheat worldwide. These cuts Kansas Republicans frantically tried to discourage Trump from making is bad news, not just for the recipients of this wheat, but the Kansas farmers who relied on it to sell large amounts of their product.
Wow.
It was the latest blow to farmers, particularly in Kansas, where about 80% of those on the High Plains voted for Mr. Trump. All right. Mm-hmm. So why don't we get to this interesting report from Ali Velshi about Medicaid and farm workers. Let's listen to what he has to say.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins saw it in a gleaming vision, kill two birds with one stone. Her problem is that the Trump administration's immigration crackdown is affecting farms across the country. Food production is at risk of slowing down as migrant farm workers hesitate to show up to work. They fear being detained or deported because ICE agents are descending on America's farms. Authorities say they arrested more than 300 farm workers in a recent operation targeting two California cannabis farms. They say they were not pursuing another worker when he suffered a fatal fall during one of those raids. And the problem is U.S. agriculture relies on migrant farm workers, and the industry is lobbying the administration not to deport them. But President Trump's MAGA supporters accuse the industry of selling out. They want ICE raids on farms to expand. Meanwhile, President Trump's signature policy bill that he recently signed into law has its own problem. It includes some of the biggest cuts to Medicaid in decades, which could leave millions of people without health coverage, something that Trump promised not to do. But Republicans insist that the work requirements they inserted into the legislation only affect able-bodied adult recipients who choose to be unemployed. And that's where the Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins comes in.
We must be strategic in how we are implementing the mass deportation so as not to compromise our food supply.
Oh, okay.
Ultimately, the answer on this is automation, also some reform within the current governing structure.
And what else?
And then also, when you think about, there are 34 million able-bodied adults in our Medicaid program. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of workers in America.
It's so simple. Mm-hmm. We'll deport migrant farm workers, and then their jobs will free up for Medicaid recipients who need to work to continue receiving health care.
Oh, God.
They'll qualify for health coverage, and America's food supply will be secured. Two birds, one stone. Goes without mentioning the number that Secretary Rollins uses, 34 million able-bodied adults. First of all, the number is much, much lower than that. It's between 25 and 30 million. And according to Kaiser Family Foundation's research, a majority of them are working full or part-time.
Well, there's one myth that you missed, which is that people are not living off of their Medicaid checks. This is not welfare. Medicaid is paid to health care providers when people get health care services.
I'm just going to stop you there because this is a huge point. You can't get rich off of Medicaid benefits.
That's right.
Right. You not only can't get rich off of it, you can't live off of Medicaid benefits. All of these people are doing something else to support themselves. And as you pointed out in that slide, most of them already work. They go to school. They take care of somebody. Or many people can't work, but they also can't qualify for disability. So there are a lot of people with disabilities who get Medicaid who aren't technically disabled according to the government rule.
And one of the big things, and I found this out when I was doing the survey, you know, the census survey.
Yeah.
Farmers utilize Medicaid when they don't have very good years, when they lose a lot of money, or just even any kind of money. They don't make a profit for that year.
Right.
Suddenly they're not making anything. They need to go on Medicaid in order to sustain themselves, at least for health care coverage and food stamps. So it's one of those things that is very important. So what are you going to do? Ask the farmers to go out and get a job so they can work 80 hours a month in order to still get food stamps or at least Medicaid.
Okay.
Now, come on.
What?
That is a huge, huge area that they have to think about, and no one ever brings it up, but it's out there. We got 2 minutes left.
Yeah, a couple minutes.
Well, I don't have enough time for the next cut here then.
Well, what are we going to do, John?
We could pause it, right?
Put everything on pause.
We've done it before.
Well, let's put it on pause.
Come on.
Okay, get ready to pause here. Let's go to bankruptcy of farms. Here,
okay.
Cut 86.
All right.
You know this. Americans rely on the country's farms to put food on the table. But according to new research from the University of Arkansas,
farmers are filing for bankruptcy at record rates. News Nation's Brooke Schaefer joins us now. Brooke, why is this the case? What's making it so difficult for them to grow and operate?
Well, Marky, we spoke to a company that does farmland transactions, and they told us that essentially it's getting a lot more expensive for family farmers to make their products, and that is forcing a growing number of these farmers to now file for bankruptcy. The University of Arkansas released data this month which claims that from April of last year to this March, more than 250 farms have filed for Chapter 12 farm bankruptcy. University economists say bankruptcy filings in the first quarter of this year alone have already exceeded last year's. Those same economists argue that farmers are right now facing what they described as a financial pressure cooker, with prices for things like seed and fertilizer staying relatively high. Other analysts suggest high interest rates are also playing into farmers' difficulties right now.
All right.
Yeah, so there you have it.
Yeah, yeah,
the farmers.
And we've seen, of course, a lot of bankruptcies here in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And or year after year after year, 500 or so farms go bankrupt
going out of business each and every year
on average. So it is incredible, and it's happening again, especially because of what Trump's policies are doing to them.
Mm-hmm. Coming up, we'll talk to attorney Jim Santel in our next hour. Find out the latest from him. Back with more of John and Gordy after this.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate overnight passing $9 billion in spending cuts President Trump wanted, including deep reductions to foreign aid, as well as funding for NPR and PBS. New Jersey Democratic Senator Andy Kim on the floor before the vote.
Public broadcasting has educated and informed and inspired generations, teaching important lessons to people of all ages and sharing powerful stories, including of our nation's veterans.
Missouri Republican Senator Eric Schmidt also before the vote.
We are on the precipice in this chamber right now to do something that is rarely done in this town, which is to identify waste, fraud, and abuse and actually do something about it.
President Trump continuing to lash out at his supporters and Democrats who continue calling.